This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back to the Greg Hill Show. We have our leads this morning, and I think we're going to be all over the board. I don't know if we have an Africa lead from you this morning,
oh,
Razor.
Boy. Hey, I keep seeing that, by the way. I'm going to like lean into that
you
one
should.
As well, because I've been made fun a lot of that, and obviously it's out there. Like, it's a thing. It's a real thing. I didn't make it up, and that was one of the best leads of all time on the show.
It was.
I saw it. What's your podcast with Billy Jaffe?
Morning Brew.
You're labeled Africa history
historian. Yes, that's what I am. And I've learned even more since then. But no, I do see that all the time. So,
What was the actual lead that it looks much larger on the map than it actually is?
No, opposite.
Oh, okay.
It's a huge landmass that is very small on the map.
And are you leaning into like a conspiracy theory that the map may have it wrong?
No, it's not wrong. It's just the way that it is.
Optical illusion.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's the whole thing. Yes.
I think you're onto something.
Google it. Google it.
We should do a road show in Africa.
AI it. Yeah.
I would love to go to Africa.
Oh, yeah.
High on Wiggy's list. Wiggy wants to do a safari with Talina, but for a guy who doesn't
the fly. Ritz-Carlton Safari is very nice.
Yes.
But maybe don't go to Johannesburg right now and walk around.
No. Yeah, I want to go to like.
I have zero interest to do a safari.
Oh.
Like less than zero.
I'm watching a documentary right now. It's called Trophy Wife. It is.
A documentary?
It is. No. You guys, it's not really about like a trophy wife.
Is
it's
on
because
Bravo?
No, it's unbelievable. Oh, Hulu, if you're looking for a good doc this weekend. This guy was a dentist in Pittsburgh. His wife, he ends up dying while they are on safari. He's like a big time hunter. He likes to hunt. And she dies from a gunshot wound that they believe is an accident or self-inflicted. He immediately like moves in with his assistant, who they seem to have been having a relationship the entire time. I'm on episode like three of it or two. Probably three. It is so interesting. This guy is evil. Evil. And they have kids together. Like, this wife was beloved by everybody. Yeah. Seems like, you know, it was not a self-inflicted or an accident gunshot wound.
Yeah. So. The people that go to Africa and, like, kill big animals and post it online like they're, you know, some conquistador are pretty big losers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, yeah. I any place you need 10 shots and 12-hour flights to get to, I'm off. No, thank you.
Oh, long okay. Joe from Tewksbury has a correction, I believe, for me for trending. Good morning, Joe.
Yeah, hi. How are we today?
Oh, great. How are you?
Good. Good to hear some Bruins news coming up. Hey, I just wanted to know, you said Braintree lost 13-0. How many is 0?
What?
I said 13-0.
How many is 0?
It's 0.
Yeah, 13-0.
0.
O is a letter?
Joe, it's too early and it's a Friday for this.
Wait, hold on. Joe, what are you up to this morning?
Driving a truck.
Driving what?
Driving a truck.
Okay, and what's on the docket for today? What's the plan?
Getting out of this truck as soon as possible and headed to Nantucket.
You're going to Nantucket? Ooh, nice. Where in Nantucket?
I don't even know.
Okay. All right. Well, have a good
but
day, buddy.
Well, I do want to know though, Joe. Did you just call to be a jerk or?
No. I just want to know how many O was. That's all.
Well, you knew what it was, obviously, Joe. You were just calling to belittle someone. Why?
I'll continue be saying O all
morning. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Yep. I love Merrimack Valley. I'm from there. You usually support those in Merrimack Valley, but it's all right. It's okay. It's early. 13-0 does stand for 13-0. If you would like me to say that moving forward, I can. I usually say 13-0. But things are really going well. This is starting off high. Let's get to today's leads, Jackson.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for the lead.
This is the lovely song "Africa." Is it by? I might say it wrong. Toto.
Very good.
Toto. Okay, nailed it. Yes, I got one. Today's leads brought to you by Subaru of New England. With so much to love, don't miss the Subaru of New England A Lot to Love event. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at subaruofnewengland.com.
Can I read the greatest message in the history of Twitch?
You certainly can.
Okay, so I don't know what we have. We used to have pens. Ken gave away pens for a while during the pandemic. So we have nothing for you, but you have my undying respect and love. Fizz Miz, this loser has given zero O's to women in his entire life.
Probably accurate.
Fizz Miz, you are the Twitcher of the year. Well done.
Yeah, probably pretty correct. We are going to kick off with Jackson's lead this morning. He teased it before the break. If you missed it, he said some excuses for showing up late. So, Jackson, what do you have for us this morning?
Well, from Africa, we go to the UK. And men, I caution you not to look at the article that I'm about to talk about. So, a fella, he was late for work, and he had a very Jackson/LB-esque excuse. He slipped in the shower and he broke his arm. Mm-hmm. But the reason for his shower slip was not drugs. It was not alcohol. It was not sex with his significant other. He has the world's largest penis and it got in his way. He could not see his feet and the weight of it sometimes throws him off balance and he fell out of the shower, hit his head, and he broke his arm.
What?
Well,
so this fella fell in the shower and broke his arm because his, his member was too heavy and rendered him off balance. I don't know if LB ever used this one, but I would sure believe it. I wouldn't believe it if I used it, but LB, this is sounded very much LB to me.
Yeah, I mean, we've all fallen in the shower, but different strokes for different folks, I guess. No pun intended. But yeah, no, he's wearing certain pants that definitely can outline that region. Yeah.
And it sounds like this, having the world's biggest is a curse more than a something good. He said that he's always been anxious about going to public showers because of the reactions he gets. And now he's a bit scared of private ones, too, because he doesn't want to fall again.
Well,
poor guy.
We had this conversation the other day about sports teams and athletics and the shower culture. And I still don't understand why men's locker rooms were always like one big shower room. Like in high school, the girls' locker room had individual showers, but the guys' locker room had one big shower room. What is the reason for that? Why?
Because it literally is because the people that were there before us had to do it. So everybody just, it's like this, it's not really hazing.
But the girls didn't have to do it.
But if you had to, if anybody left that didn't go in the shower after practice, you were called not manly names.
Yeah, well,
which is kind of ironic considering what you're doing, but it was just...
Well, Wiggy always says that he always, if a guy in the NFL didn't shower after practice in the shower room, he's always like, oh, they're taking shower pills, which is like you're not showering and you're going home and you're nasty, which does make sense as well, but you shouldn't need to, get naked in front of all your essential coworkers.
But that's also fraudulent because I've never known a guy, like, if you go do anything and you're sweating, that would be like you're going in your car all sweaty.
Yeah,
like,
I don't get that cares? Either. Nobody I mean, gonna... I don't shower at the gym. I go home and I shower.
No, it was definitely a mind, it was a culture thing that you had to all shower in high school together and make fun of each other. And it's definitely it was definitely odd. Made you harder,
right.
Tougher, make you stronger, yeah. Figure it out, all that stuff.
Being a boy is so weird.
It was electric.
Yeah. Electric.
Speaking of boys, we have one right here, a man. Tom, good morning.
Come on, Coco. I'm 22. I'm not a boy anymore.
I know. I said man.
Thank you. I don't know how to follow that one up. Craziest lead I've had in my life. but Adam Schefter was on the Mental Game podcast with Brandon Saho, and if you're unfamiliar with what this podcast is, it's essentially talks about mental health with celebrities, athletes, trying to break the stigma, and he had this to say.
Hard time, and there are a lot of hard times for a lot of people in a lot of walks of life.
Right.
But that was a tough chapter for me. It's a tough chapter for you. I'm sure it's a tough chapter for a lot of people. And the only thing I could say is all you can do is you stay at it, and you have to know and believe that brighter days are coming.
So as someone myself who has struggled in the past with their own battles with anxiety, depression, Adam Schefter to come on here, be very open. It's about an hour long. It's a really good listen if you have the time, and talk about overcoming loneliness, depression in his job, his friends all kind of moving ahead in life before him. It's a super good listen. And again, as somebody who has struggled in the past with their own issues with anxiety, depression, I was unable to leave the house my senior year of high school. I was struggling to eat and hitting rock bottom. And then just somehow knowing that there are brighter days ahead. There is a so-called light at the end of the tunnel. It's just nice to hear from somebody else. Something that helped me get through it was hearing from guys like Kevin Love, the Morris Twins, DeMar DeRozan. Jaren Duran recently came out and was very vocal with his struggles. So to hear this from Adam Schefter was very nice to hear. And I think if the more we talk about it, the more we continue to break that stigma.
Absolutely, especially for guys too. I think that there's still a stigma around men talking about mental health. So to have a guy like Adam Schefter get out there and talk about it, I think that's great. Good lead, Tom.
Amen. Thank you.
Razor, people are waiting for this one. So good morning. How are you? How's your summer going? What's going on with your life?
Wonderful. Everything's been great. I've had an awesome summer. I'm looking forward to school starting. And I had completely forgotten about having to do a lead, so I didn't do any homework on this until I was in the car this morning and realized it. But I watched the I'm going to go back to the Little League World Series, 13-0. Braintree, unfortunately, got smoked by what looks like a wagon from South Carolina. The kids literally are all 6 feet tall down there. I never understand how big the kids are in Little League World Series. But anyways,
it's crazy.
I'm right in the middle of minor sports. I have twin 12-year-olds. I have a 15, 16-year-old now. And it's so refreshing to watch that team get smoked yesterday and everybody have smiles on their faces still. The Little League World Series does a fantastic job of making sure coaches don't yell at umps. The kids are happy all the time. It's just refreshing to watch. So I was thinking about that, and I wish we could translate some of that into the hockey season that's going to start here in a couple weeks for my kids, or the soccer field or the lacrosse field, because if you go to any of those places right now.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates. From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is an absolute war scene at times, and we see it on social media how poorly referees get treated. But again, watching the Little League World Series yesterday, unfortunately for Braintree, they got smoked. But the attitude, the passion, and the happiness that everyone's playing with in a minor sport was fun to watch still, and I think we can all learn a lot from that.
Do you notice that it's more the coaches with the umps, or is it the parents? Are the parents still terrible?
Oh, parents are horrible.
And are they fighting with each other in the stands or just yelling at...
A lot of it's at the kids or the refs. But no, of course, that absolutely bleeds into the other parents on the other team or within teams. It's the trenches are ugly in minor sports right now.
And I'm always fascinated because you and Wiggy, professional athletes who, you know, have kids that have grown up playing sports. Do parents give you any deference in terms of like... Because I view you as someone and Wiggy as someone who can stand at a game and talk to someone who's losing their mind and like, hey, like, this isn't the big leagues. Like, let's let the kids. I'm just fascinated by the psychotic nature of these parents of kids that are still like 10, 11, 12 years old.
It's wild. And it really, the younger they are, the worse it is. That's what's also really scary right now. Yeah. You go to a 7, 8, 9. It's crazy.
Refs at 7, 8, 9 year old.
Oh, the parents go after them. Yeah. Absolutely.
Why? Cause they all think that their kid is going to be a pro.
They're so invested already that, you know, and again, it's a business. So they're putting a lot of money in, they're putting a lot of time in and yes, they think they can, influence their kids. But to your point of deference, no, there's not one parent that listens to anything that I have to say. They think that I don't know anything about anything when it comes to this stuff. Yeah, it's wild.
Do you coach at all? Or
I'm on the ice whenever I'm at the rink. Obviously, I can't really head coach because of I miss enough. But yeah, I help as much as I can. And that's, I'd rather be on the ice or on the bench than in the stands. That's really, it's almost selfish from my point of view as well,
because
I don't want to stand on the glass.
Yeah, I'm always. Could you very briefly explain what it was like for you? Because you had to travel away, right? Like when you were in was it high school or
yes,
when,
yes.
How was it in Canada when you're growing in the farm leagues? Of high school?
Well, that's what it was. Like I'm farmland, so we're So no, it's amazing how different it is because, you know, again, my parents, you know.
There was no parents really.
No, they dropped me off and they, you know, my dad would have a beer in the parking lot with the other dads and no one would come into the rink. The last thing they would do is that, or they would go back to work and then come back and pick me up whenever they could after work. And
what do the kids say when their parents are yelling at 8, 9 years old?
You see it, that it's just all through society, right? The kids are just as entitled as, you know, the kids
of the parents
young. It's very obvious when
you think they're
them.
The best.
Yes, absolutely. Or they're on the ice acting similar to their parents. It's very different. When I was growing up, again, we all grew up kind of in the same, well, the two of us did. Courtney, you're very young, but we grew up in an era time when, you know, parents, you know, were just let us do our thing.
I remember the parents that was the anomaly. Like,
yes,
somebody would say, hey, you know, Andrew's dad's got to go.
And that parent would be called out
and they would
and
be shamed,
would be shamed right. to themselves in the corner. Like
exactly.
If they weren't supportive, then and that kid would
be embarrassed.
No matter how good he wasn't on the team the next year either.
No.
Yeah.
They did. I think our parents did a much better job of natural selection with these teams than nowadays.
I don't know what the change was, though, because I know that I'm younger than you guys. But even when I was in sports growing up, whether it was cheerleading, soccer, swimming, like my parents never came and sat at practice. There were certainly parents that would stay at the cheer gym and like watch practice go on, and everybody knew they were crazy. So it's like now that's the norm, where if you're not going, you're not invested in your child. So I don't know what changed. I don't know if it was the quarantine and how crazy people got after that, but it just seems like it's a different world now. It's like Animal Kingdom, where everybody's just at each other's throat.
No, it's true.
Social media.
Yeah, I was going
to say. It's all comparing each other. The parents are comparing their kids to each other's kids on Instagram and all this. Johnny won the trophy. Johnny won this. Johnny's on this team. And it just has made everybody crazy.
And that's why you have to give a trophy to everyone now.
Yeah, which is completely wrong on a whole nother
level.
Yeah, exactly.
How are you ever going to teach a kid how to work hard and to achieve something if everybody wins?
No, it's all up to the parents.
All right, great lead from Razor, I got to say. That one might beat Africa.
Oh, thank you. It actually doesn't, actually. No.
I like that you stand by it,
I'm
too.
Sorry.
Yeah. Curtis, I believe, listening to you during the last break, that you and I may be the same lead
yes,
this morning.
Yes, we are.
Okay.
Want to go at
I
it
I want
as
you
a tag.
To start, and then I'll just jump in.
Okay. Can we listen to Diana Rossini with Steph Diggs, Jack? If we have it, give me a thumbs up. This was yesterday morning. right before the scrimmage with the Vikings and the Patriots. Whenever I say Vikings, I'm nervous that they're a team that's changed their name. I'm going to say it. Is that weird?
At some point, like, the Scandinavian people are going to come out and say enough's enough.
I'm like, it's Friday. Make sure you're saying the right team.
Give me a casino anyways.
Oh, God. Go ahead.
How was that, Nate? How you feel? Like, where are we at?
We'll
like,
see.
I've been hearing that you push too much.
Yeah,
I've been hearing that you're trying to perform more than be smart about what to do here.
I heard that too, man. We'll
this
see,
is Scoop
man.
City. You know, I'm getting all
everybody's excited, man. I'm just like taking it day by day. Yeah. I feel great. I mean, I'm pushing the needle always. I'm always odding on doing more than less. And, you know, we'll see about week one. Like, you know, I don't know how I feel about it. We'll see. You know, coaches aren't too excited. I'm not too excited. I'm just trying to take it day by day.
So we'll see. I'm not sure about it. And then I believe Real Life Tom grabbed a cut from Phil Perry discussing Vrabel's reaction to those comments.
Interesting, Tom, because, you know, there are little signs that he's just becoming a bit of a pain in the posterior. But between Downing's comments, between his what I would call sort of quiet performance this camp, Vrabel's comments this morning, and the fact that, Tom, he is not planning, is my understanding, on talking to the local media until he plays in a game. So maybe that'll happen this Saturday. I have my doubts. It all sort of adds up to there's a lot going on with this guy for a guy who doesn't look like a number one receiver.
So, very interesting there, not talking to the media until he plays in a game, which must be part of the CBA, which is likely why he didn't play last week. He doesn't want to have to deal with whatever questions, which I don't think would be that. It would just, maybe there'd be a question about the boat and it would be gone. I don't think that's still top of mind for anybody.
No, I don't think that's top of mind at all.
And this is why these guys are available. This is why a team like the Texans said, I know we made the playoffs last year. I know we would have gone further in the playoffs had Diggs been healthy, not injured at the time we were there. And I know C.J. Stroud is an up-and-coming great quarterback who could use a great weapon to get there. We're good. And I've liked what he's done since he arrived. I thought Vrabel handled this well when he got back from the issue on the boat and showed up at the OTAs. But Courtney's question to Vrabel at the beginning of the week, a simple one but a good one about Diggs' status and just the coach's decision. Ooh, boy, people thought we were making a mountain out of a molehill there. Then we cited the Downing story in the Tom Curran column about Diggs that sounded off. And then you have Diggs sit down with Diana Russini and say that, and Phil Perry react.
Yeah, I agree with you that something's off here. But listening to Diggs with Diana Russini, he almost seems like he's tongue-in-cheek about it. Like, oh, I don't know. Like, I don't know how I'm feeling. I don't know. The coaches aren't feeling good. Like, no player would ever say that about themselves unless they were kind of joking. And the way that Mike Vrabel responded to Phil Perry, because Phil Perry talking about it, saying that Mike's response to him was interesting. Mike basically said, like, Phil, do you really believe that? Do you really believe what Steph was saying that you know, I don't know where you went to school, but you should know better, basically.
Georgetown.
Oh, really?
Yes, Mark. Well,
Phil Perry, I think, is one of the more connected guys that is down there constantly at Patriots training camp, at all of the games. He and Tommy Curran, I think, do an incredible job. And Phil Perry, ever since I was with Nesson, he was always somebody that I would trust whatever he was saying about the Pats. So for him to take what Steph Diggs said to Diana Russini, Mike Vrabel's response, and then come out saying, like, he seems to be a bit of a pain in the you-know-what, makes me think that Phil Perry's hearing more than just those two cuts.
But Vrabel proved Perry's point. The reaction he gave is showing if it was just a joke, Vrabel's not mad, he's laughing. He is frustrated that this has now bubbled over. And my guess, if he could take a mulligan on the question from Courtney and just say, yeah, you know, hopefully we see him as soon as possible, he's doing everything he can to play, maybe there wouldn't be the prying. Maybe there wouldn't have been the Downing quote in the Tom Curran story. Maybe then there wouldn't be the sit-down with Diana Russini where he's talking about this. Steph Diggs is someone that is incredibly talented. You saw him as a Bills fan, and he is someone the Patriots, outside of Drake May, he might be your second most important player. Maybe Will Campbell, I don't know. But he is a massive, massive factor for this team this season, and I don't think he's going to play tomorrow. I don't think he's going to play in the preseason.
I don't think he's going to play in the preseason, but I think he's going to play week one.
But it's going to be a storyline, and that's one of those things where that's what we're going to be talking about between now and September 6th, whatever it is, when they open against the Raiders, will be, Is Diggs playing? Is he looking for something? Why isn't he ready to go? Everybody said 2 months ago he was ready to play. And he's looked phenomenal when he's actually played in the scrimmages.
Right.
So why would he even say it's a question mark?
It's very interesting, and I'm sure a lot of people have thoughts on this. I can see people already calling up. We're going to have to take a quick break, but that we got all of our leads in one segment. Would you look at that? If you want to let us know what you think about Steph Diggs, about the Pats, anything about the leads, call us 617-779-7937. You can also text that number. We have the text line going this morning. I see Jim from Boston already on. So we'll take a quick break. When we get back, we'll hear from you guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.